Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we're so excited about our next guest. Part of football royalty in the NFL. His dad played, his brother played, son, nephews, all of it, and the whole family. It's amazing. Clay Matthews Jr., Browns legend, is with us. Clay, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm doing great. It's great to be back in Cleveland.
You know, you think about that. You spent most of your career here. You had such a great career. You get to go in the Ring of Honor, a well-deserved honor, and your son is going to be here for the game. How amazing is that?
It's just amazing. I'm extremely humbled to be honored in this manner. You know, I grew up, I was taught the team concept. So on one hand, I really like it. On the other hand, it kind of feels a little uncomfortable being, going in without my teammates.
Clay, when you think about Cleveland and the Browns, what does it mean to you? What's so special about playing in Cleveland and being a part of this town?
You know, as I've gone through this process, I've had a lot of time to think about, you know, what I really remember and what stands out. And ironically, it really isn't the, you know, there are a lot of on-the-field activities, the plays, a big play, big win, big, you know, a big play I might have made. But I tell you, the two things I remember most, the first one is the locker room. And the locker room's an amazing place. You just have so many folks from different types of backgrounds, and they're here working hard, trying to get to one goal that we're all behind. And that just, it created an amazing atmosphere that I produced so many memories. And then the other thing, which was a bit of a surprise, you know, it might be a little different now, but I have a lot of wonderful memories when I would run into, you know, regular fans on the street, you know, if I was at the 7-Eleven or getting gas or whatever. And the Cleveland fans were always so knowledgeable yet respectful. And I just have amazing memories of these little, you know, 2 to 3 minute conversations I'd have with these people out on the road that were, you know, just wonderful. And that, I know that's changed now, but those are the things I remember.
That is really cool. We're talking with Browns legend Clay Matthews Jr. Clay, obviously, you know, you left Cleveland right at the end of your career and played with Atlanta. And soon after that, you know, during that time that you were in Atlanta, obviously the Browns were stolen out of Cleveland. And you just talked about your relationship with the fans. Even though you were out of Cleveland at that point, I imagine that had to be hard for you to see, considering you spent basically your whole career here.
I can remember the day that they announced it on the in the media, and I was in the weight room with the Atlanta Falcons at that time, and I just remember, not necessarily for me because I wasn't there then, you know, I had moved on, but I was just thinking again of all those folks that I had met and, you know, who had connected with the team and cared about the team and supported the team, and all of a sudden, you know, the fact that the team was leaving, it really hurt. I could feel it, even though it wasn't affecting me directly. And, you know, of course, things have worked out, so that's good.
Clay, you know, obviously your entire family is a football family. How much did that help you, you know, growing up and obviously, you know, getting to the level of success that you had?
Well, I was really blessed to have some parents that were extreme role models. And my father had played over the course of 6 years. He missed 2 years in the military for the 49ers. And really, there wasn't a lot of discussion about football. It was more discussion about being responsible and showing up on time and working hard and working to be your best. And, you know, when that gets drilled into you, by the time I came to the Browns, all they had to do was supply the X's and O's.
We're talking with legend Clay Matthews Jr. Clay, we met with your brother last year. He was at Browns training camp. I don't remember the reason, but he was at Browns training camp. He sat down with us. We had a great time with him. How much did you guys, once it got to football, how much did you guys push each other to make each other better?
In the off season, we worked out together, and that at that time, we didn't have all the individual and personalized strength training or speed training that they have now. You know, now, gosh, they're spending, 4 to 6 hours a day with private coaches. But back then, you had to go in and do your own deal, and it was just the culture to do that. You'd write your own program out and get after it. And he and I, to a degree, we have a lot of similarities. One is we were compelled to be the best we could be. And I'll even go as far as to say to try to be the best player at our position in the league. And then if anyone ever pointed us out for becoming good, we were extremely comfortable. So I've never understood that. All I know is it caused dysfunction.
We're talking with Clay Matthews Jr. His son, Clay Matthews III, of course, will be here on Sunday as the Browns take on the Rams. Clay Matthews Jr. will be inducted to the Browns Ring of Honor, which we're all excited about. First inductee, the 17th, and the first since 2010, since the program got brought back in 2010. A well-deserved honor. Let's talk about a couple of your teammates that we know really well, guys you played with. Doug Deacon's a regular on our show. Obviously, he's part of the Browns broadcast. And certainly we and my partner Dustin knows Bernie Kosar extremely well. Give us some thoughts on those guys, if you would. And just in general, those teams you played with, some really great teams here in Cleveland.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, as I had referenced earlier, the teammates and the relationships with them and that process that we went through trying to become world champions just made, that's what you remember again. And, you know, I've, as far as these individual awards go, I've completely come to realize, and I think I understood it even before, is that any heights that I reached, you know, were built with the support of my teammates. And to a degree, you know, I'd like to be taking them with me on this. You know, I know it's a 1 hour journey or a couple days journey into this Ring of Honor, but it wasn't me. It was me with them and amazing people, you know, and you look at the ones who were around so long, Deke and Bernie and BB and EB and Brian, and it just, you know, I still think we get together to scrimmage. We just do it in our imagination. So,
you know, Clay, obviously, I mean, your stats back up your career. I mean, you should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about it. And it comes up all the time. Is it frustrating at all that you haven't got that recognition yet? Or how do you deal with that?
And again, I'm being perfectly honest when I tell you, if you were around me when I was playing, I was motivated to be the best player I could be. And maybe this isn't the proper word, but I really had an addiction to trying to be the best player I could be, even the best player at my position. Yet when somebody wants to say, hey, you were a pretty good player, again, I realize how much, you know, football is the most team-oriented of all the team games. You can't accomplish anything without teammates. And you know, I feel extremely uncomfortable. So on one hand, yes, I want to get in. On the other hand, I'll go in if I can take everybody with me. It's, I don't know, maybe I need to get some help.
We're talking with Clay Matthews Jr. Great to chat with him. Clay, when you look at the game today, first of all, how much do you keep tabs, if at all, on the Browns on a regular basis? And what do you think of the game today? You know, there's been a lot of complaints from defensive players about quarterback hits, that you can't really do anything with the quarterback. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think they've medically, we understand that, you know, there's damage that can be done to folks, so we certainly need to make the game safer. I kind of enjoyed the old way, but I do understand the reasons for the change. But, you know, I followed the Browns, and the amazing thing is, you know, I come from a football family where we have people everywhere. Yet the amazing thing is everybody always asks the same question. They go, hey, what's going on with the Browns? You know, and that's an amazing thing, because we got people in programs that win national championships and even Super Bowls, yet they all, to a degree, you know, not day in and day out, but they're all asking, hey, what's going on with the Browns? And that's an amazing thing.
You know, Clay, your kids obviously are all football players. How proud are you of them and the success they've had?
Very proud. Proud of them all. Just amazing young adults that are doing well. And you know, I don't want to take much credit, but I think my, you know, when I look at my parents and my wife's parents, they were just folks that talked about doing the right thing. And whether you're doing it in football or in business or sales or whatever you do, it usually follows that they end up doing okay. And they like football, so that gets them about halfway there. They, you know, they follow. I've got a nephew with the Falcons. I've got one playing at A&M. You know, I've had ones playing at USC, University of Southern California, one at Oregon, and I'm probably missing a whole bunch of them. But we're all over the place, so we love the game.
Clay, at this point, I'm just going to assume that your kids' kids are going to play in the NFL too, right? I mean, like it's got to be four generations. I figure it's impossible to be in your family and not have some football acumen.
I've got 10 grandchildren, so I guess the question is there another player in there on my side? Is there another linebacker in there? I think we're just going to have to wait and see.
Clay, when you get this honor, have you imagined what it's going to, what it may feel like? Like, do you imagine yourself getting emotional? I don't know how emotional a guy you are. I'm not sure, but do you think it's going to be an extremely emotional night?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my teammates with me, and I'm not going to give much away, but, you know, I realized a long time ago that saying the same point over again, but you can't get a thing done in football without teammates. You know, in basketball and baseball, you can still get your numbers. You can get up to bat. You can get your shot. It isn't optimal, but in football, you cannot get a thing done. A quarterback cannot get a thing done without protection, you know, or his receivers. On defense, it seems like we're all just running around trying to get the ball, but there's tremendous strategy involved in that. And I just, you know, if I could get everybody out there from 1978 through 1993, it'd be a little crowded, but that's the only way I'd really feel comfortable going in.
Clay, that's awesome. Last thing, just about the current team, because you obviously said you keep in tabs and people are always asking you about it. As you know, when you played, the Browns a lot of the time were really good, but it's been a struggle the past two decades. The expectations were really high this year. Team's off to a so-so start. Are you excited about Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham and some of the really good players that are here now?
Oh, I'm absolutely excited. You know, and you said it, I didn't say it, but the last couple years has been let's just say it wasn't as exciting as we'd like it to have been. But now, you know, we got some star power out there. And, you know, a lot of this is the start may not be as fast as you'd like it to be. And here's the situation. In 1986, we started off, and I think we were 2-2, and the winless Green Bay Packers came in with this foul-mouthed linebacker named John Dorsey. No, the general manager. He came in, and they whipped us bad. And then we went on a run, and, you know, we had that run. We went into overtime. We were, you know, minutes away from winning against the Denver Broncos. So that's just the way it works sometimes. And, you know, you're one game away from getting on a run. And, you know, I do have a kid on the Rams, so, you know, I've tried to work out how are we going to handle this, because I obviously want the Browns to win, but I want the Rams to win also. And then it came to me that if we will have the Browns represent the AFC and the Rams represent the NFC in the Super Bowl coming up in 2020 down in Miami, and we'll settle it down there.
We like the sounds of that. We appreciate your time so much. Congratulations on the honor, and thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. All right, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.